This is Mitch Axelrod. I want to welcome you to today's conversation. If you have just joined the call, realize that we are in the midst of recording. So if you'd like to participate in any way, you're welcome to use your name or not. And by participating, you give us permission to use your participation on the call. We're going to go for somewhere between a half hour and an hour today. And I would argue that this is maybe one of the most important calls that I've ever done. Those of you who have never been with us before, if this is your first time, you are going to get inundated, I guess you might say, with Mitch philosophy today. And as well, you're going to get not just content, but a major shift and a change in my new game. And the promise of today is to talk about how my new game can be your big game. And for those of you who are old-timers who've been with us before, I want to welcome you back. The reason I called this conference together was because, in my mind, the way I see the world today, as we speak right now, morning or noon of September 29th, 2008, I believe we're in the midst of a seismic shift, a tectonic transformation, a cosmic convergence, if you will. And that cosmic convergence is of business, money, life, and yes, the nasty P word, politics. In my estimation, what's happening right before our very eyes today, as we speak, where the U.S. Congress is voting on a measure to essentially provide $700 billion of our money, and it's not just American money, because we don't have it. It could be Canadian money. It could be Japanese money. It will be Chinese money, German money. We're going to go get that money and borrow it from wherever we can. And with the circumstances surrounding these radical transformations and shifts in the economic picture, this is probably the first time in 30 years that I have actually brought politics and business together. Because the real hard truth of the matter is that although those decisions may not affect us on a day-to-day basis, over time, the transformation that's happening right now will fundamentally shift the playing field. And what I've seen this happen maybe two other times in the 30 years that I've been in business, where there's a fundamental seismic shift that literally not only changes the game, but it alters the playing field for us as individuals. And so that's what I want to address today. And how can you, by partnering with us in some way, how can we provide you with a way to better manage through this change and through what I consider to be that the new game, change is the new game, all right, that mastering change is essential to winning the game, that if you resist the change that's coming, if you lament the change that's coming, if you don't proactively do everything in your power to embrace new thinking, new tools, and maybe most importantly, new training, new skills, new solutions, even new deliverables, that this transformation, this change is going to be very difficult to navigate. The waters are going to be bumpy. Because there is no guarantee anymore in some of our fundamental foundational systems, from no guarantee of work, no guarantee of long-term investments paying off, we're probably the first generation who is facing this cosmic convergence of circumstances. And so what I want to talk about today are what are some of the things that I feel are important for me to begin to embrace, which obviously if I feel it's important for me, I also feel it's important for you. I want to talk about the critical nature of self-reliance. Back in 1996, I coined a term, and we actually created a product around this. It was our first product that we marketed on the internet called the Virtual Entrepreneur's Success Kit. It was a four-audio cassette program that essentially gave people what they needed to know and learn about how to be a virtual entrepreneur, how to market themselves in this new world of you being the CEO of your life, how to choose a product or a service, how to put yourself in the path of distribution. And I feel as though the virtual entrepreneur is what describes each and every one of us, that if you look forward 5 or 10 years from now, it's highly unlikely if you're employed, you're going to be employed by the very same company. If you're self-employed, it's very likely that your business model and or your deliverables, your products, your services will transform over the next 5 to 10 years. That's what's happened to me over the past 30 years. And to the degree that I became adaptable, that I became willing to what I call throw the box away and not even get outside the box, to recognize that what you know up until this point, what you've learned up until this point, the work that you've done up until this point, maybe none of that's going to be around for you or available for you in a year or 2 years or 3 years or 5 years. That the more critical skill in the future, unlike the past, is going to be your ability to adapt what you know how to do, to a new arena. And quite possibly an arena that you don't necessarily have any particular training or skill for. And that's going to open up a whole vista of possibility and opportunity, all right? And that's the second part of what I want to talk about today is it comes from the question that I ask, and I've asked all of you, and I've asked this now for probably 20 years because I ask myself every day, and that question is, are you a jockey or are you a horse? And because there is such an overwhelming ubiquitousness about everybody screaming at you to get into business for yourself and to buy their business building package and to do their slam dunk system that all you have to do is plug it in and you can make money in your sleep or in your underwear, as I used to say, that it's creating more havoc in the marketplace than it's actually providing real bona fide opportunity. And that's not how people build businesses that have sustainability, is to jump from one opportunity to the next opportunity to the next opportunity to the next opportunity. And so it's going to require a whole new kind of thinking, a whole new toolbox, and quite possibly some new training. And that's where the second part of this conversation I want to take it, because I have identified for myself that I'm a horse. You have to determine for yourself, are you a jockey or are you a horse? Are you a jockey, meaning you're a person who rides the rider of the product or service? Somebody else is the horse, the manufacturer of the product or service, and you become a point of distribution, all right? Or are you the horse? Are you the manufacturer of the service? Are you the creator of the product? Are you the deliverer, so to speak, if you're self-employed, for example, and you're a professional, you're essentially the horse. You are what people are buying, all right? Or are you a hybrid? Are you a jockey and a horse, meaning that you serve both roles? You are a horse, as I've been for 30 years, but I'm also a jockey, and I've been trying to ride myself, and most of us who are the hybrid type, we ride ourselves, and that essentially comes down to anybody who's self-employed, who is selling their own product or service, unless you build a distribution network, unless you find jockeys, which you ought to do, you are that unique hybrid of jockey and horse, and it's very difficult to be very successful as both a jockey and horse. And if you're that type of person, you know the challenge. If you've had success, you are successful, you know how hard you've worked and earned that success, because the hardest ride of all, through my experience and my own personal game, if you will, is to be both jockey and horse. All right. And so part of what this conversation will evolve to is that I've come to the conclusion that my greatest value to the world and my greatest value in the marketplace is to be a horse for other people to ride into the money. And that's really been proven to me over the years, over and over and over again, that that I happen to be a horse who has a whole stable of horses, any one of which you could ride into the money. Now, how do you ride into the money somebody else's horse? Well, you hop on as a jockey. So you either ride a model, you ride a strategy, you ride a method, you ride an approach, and you ride that way of learning, skill, solution, into the money. And we've been able to do that to the tune of $2 billion with well over 100,000 people from 35 countries over the past 30 years. All right, and big companies as well as individuals and small companies, mom-and-pop shops, probably 100 different industries, tens of thousands of self-employed people. We've been able to help by giving them a different kind of horse to ride, meaning whatever you're doing, we have a horse to help you do it better, to ride better into the money, into the profit, and as well into the passion of what you came here to do. That's one side of helping people ride into the money. The other side of helping people ride into the money is not just being a horse that they can then ride in their business to a greater and better result, but it's also now our horse becomes another vehicle that you can offer or ride into direct money, because you are now not just a consumer of our horse. So you're not just a rider of the horse in terms of your own work, but now you can actually find an audience of people who would like to ride the same horse. And essentially now you become a partner of ours, where you take some of what we do or what we've created, and you actually get paid to either market it, sell it, distribute it, teach it, coach it, consult it, train it. All right? So now we become a horse for you, what I would like to call a horse of a different color. And that horse is not just a vehicle who you can plug into and apply to your core work and do your core work better, but also now conceivably, because your new game thinking is no-box thinking, you begin to recognize that when you look at your assets, your skills, your talents, your abilities, your experience, your wisdom, all of those things are assets. And you want to capitalize those assets in the highest and best way in the marketplace, and you want to get your thinking to a level that doesn't limit your possibilities to just what you know or just what you can do. Most people who really build something that has sustainability recognize that they must play with a team, that if they do what they do well, and if they do what they do well better, and they partner and play with other people who can complement them and essentially provide them the platform and the environment to do what they do well, that the larger pie that you create together is not only going to give you a bigger share, but it's going to make the game a lot more enjoyable. Just like any other sport or game that you play, it's hard to play the game by yourself. And that's been a challenge for many of us, is we're trying to play the game by ourselves. And, you know, there's plenty of advice out there about how to build a team and how to find a team and how to plug in to other people. All right? So I'm not going to go into that today, but I would argue that with this massive transformation that we're undergoing, that your team is as important as your talent. Your team is as important as your talent, and in some cases, your team is more important than your talent. Just this morning, I had a conversation with a friend who is he wants to build the largest media company, online media company in the world. And we were talking, he had a quote, which I thought was fabulous, and I'll share it with you. He said, if content is king, then distribution is the emperor. And the analogy really felt really good to me, because my gift over the past 30 years has not only been to create content, but to create content not from reading books and synthesizing other people's words and work, but to create content out of experience that works. In other words, we'll talk in a few minutes about this Player for Life program that we're launching, that we're essentially now celebrating my 30th year in business. So part of that is content, all right? But even if you have the greatest content in the world, if you don't have distribution, just like if you have the greatest product in the world, if you don't have distribution, it's like you're screaming in the forest and nobody's hearing you. And so if you have a product and you're frustrated because you can't get it out there for whatever reason, then I look at this analogy, and maybe this will work for you. It's like I'm at the end of a megaphone. You know, if you can remember back to the 1960s and 70s, and all the cheerleaders had these huge, big megaphones, and I'm at one end of the megaphone, and I'm shouting into the little end of the megaphone. If that megaphone doesn't take my message and out into space in such a way where people can hear it, essentially I'm shouting into nothing. And so no matter how good your product is, no matter how good your service is, if you're shouting into an empty space and there's nobody helping you bring your message to the world or bring your product to the world, and that's not your strength, you're going to be frustrated because you know you have something that can benefit people, yet it's not out there. It's not getting out there. Well, that's also part of this strategy of being a jockey and a horse. And if you're a horse and you've got a product that needs distribution, part of what we're putting together here in this second part of the long-term arrangement, or to celebrate the 30th anniversary, is what I would call Partner for Life. And Partner for Life, to complement Player for Life, essentially comes down to this. Your value in the marketplace going forward is going to be a combination of what you already know and what you already can do, whatever you know and can do and can learn to do that's different in the future that solves a problem or meets a need of somebody, as well as the audience and the following and the tribe, if you will, that you're able to build. And so if your skill as a horse is to create the product or the service or the issue or the cause or the message, then it's imperative for you to build a tribe of people who can help you distribute that product or service or issue or cause or message. All right? That's being a horse and finding jockeys. Once you determine that one simple distinction, that one thing is going to transform everything that you do, because you will be crystal clear what role you're playing. Now, that doesn't mean you're either a jockey or a horse. You can be a jockey of somebody else's horse, on somebody else's horse. We have a little background noise. Would you be just kind enough to hit *6? And we'll come out and open questions up shortly. So if you are a jockey and you need horses to ride, you can have more than one horse to ride. And as a virtual entrepreneur who's self-reliant, who essentially can look to the future and say, how can I, and even if I have a job, even if I have a salary, even if I have benefits, if I have an employer, how can I begin to become more self-reliant so that I have at least one additional source of active, passive, or residual income that's not dependent on the vagaries of the market, or the ups and downs of stock prices, or on the other things that we can't control outside of our sphere of influence, all right? And what I'm observing is that when you answer that question, am I a jockey or am I a horse? And then you get clear about who it is that you're looking for, either as a jockey, you're looking for horses to ride, or as a horse, you're looking for jockeys or riders, people who can bring your message, product, service, issue, or cause out into the world. Now your game becomes much easier. The playing field is clear. The rules of the game become much clearer, all right? And so as you think about wherever you are and wherever you want to be, in this context of jockey horse, whichever way you go, or if you decide to continue to be a hybrid, one of the core, most important skills that I've learned over the past 30 years that has served me as well or better than any other skill is sales ability. Your ability to, quote, sell yourself in the marketplace. And so rather than kind of running away from the arena of sales ability, and by the way, marketability, sales ability, and service ability obviously are the three steps to build a customer loyalty or a following or a tribe. And to the degree that one of or more of those is not your strength, that will probably be your Achilles heel. That will also be your choke point. It might even be a constraint on your business that you can't overcome yourself unless you find somebody else who can help you do that. And in my estimation, with the massive amount of people that are getting laid off right now and that will be laid off over the next couple of years as this society and culture transforms, there is going to be an enormous talent pool of people, but the vast majority of them are going to still be playing the old game, which is, here's my resume, here's what I can do, here's what I know, all right, here's what I've learned, here's where my experience is, will you hire me and pay me a salary? And as those types of opportunities diminish and self-reliance and self-employment expands to fill the void, the people who really adapt, who learn their best skills, who learn their best talents, and who play with and for a team of people who complement them are going to be in a much better position to weather the storm and navigate through these waters. And that's really what my work has been all about, that I want to be in a position to not only enable you to do what you already know how to do better and apply it in a higher and better way, but I also want to be a horse because we have a whole stable of horses that people have been able to ride into the money. All right? And so as you begin to think about, you know, what now, what next, even if you're comfortably employed, even if you are in a position that you feel is a, you know, you just insulated against all market risk, I'm not sure that there is any such thing today, but let's say you are one of the fortunate few who is in that position, I still feel it would be very wise for you to begin to look outside of where you are today and develop a 3 to 5 year plan as to where you would be and what you would do should circumstances change. A week ago, there were tens of thousands of people who were employed even up at the top end of the income pool. Over the next week, many of those people will be unemployed. And I'm not here today to talk about morality, and I'm not here to talk about my feelings about the bailout and the $700 billion, other than to say, and I'll be plenty of time to address that in the next week or two, but I'm here to say that that one move alone is going to have a forever impact on what happens, whether if you're in North America, no question about it, Canada, U.S., Mexico, and even if you're outside the U.S., the North American continent, because what happens here in America doesn't stay in America. We are such an interconnected, interdependent world that everything that happens here affects something else. Everything that happens here has an impact on something else. All right, and And I will share with you one personal thing relative to my feelings about this as we kind of steer now this conversation to the next phase of it. I am very concerned about us, and I'm very concerned about our kids, and I'm very concerned about their kids. What our children are learning in the formal education process today is not preparing them for the seismic shifts that are happening right underneath their feet. There's a massive disconnect. My son is 19. He'll be 20 in a couple of months. He chose not to go to college. He chose instead to follow his passion, which is to dance, and to learn a trade, which is to cut hair. And he knows how to do that, and he knows how to dance, and now he's getting paid to teach how to dance. And it's been very difficult for him to resist and follow his path of passion when most of the people around him are trying to convince him that college is the only choice. And we've been very supportive of his passion because that's my whole philosophy. And I would argue that in 3 to 4 years, knowing the life skills that he's learning, the business skills that he's learning by being self-employed a little bit, following what he loves to do and doing it to the best of his ability, he is going to be as well positioned and as well prepared, if not more prepared, than many of the people his age who go through the traditional educational process, ring up a massive amount of debt that they're going to now have to pay off, or their parents' debt, or possibly liquidate their parents' assets. And I'm a big advocate of college. I'm a big fan of college if it's right for you. But like any other choice and any other decision, the old game was about a direct path, a clear path, an automatic path, and college was an integral part of that. In my estimation, in the new game, life skills for business and business skills for life are going to be the essential tools that are going to enable our kids to be able to compete. And along the line, to get them back into a real desire for education, all right? Not necessarily the systemic version of education, but a thirst and a hunger for learning. And there's no better way to give them a thirst and a hunger for learning than to give them a thirst and hunger for learning about the world around them and the way in which the world really works. And unfortunately, my observation, I could be mistaken, but my observation is they're not getting this kind of teaching and training in school. And so part of what drives me personally, professionally, and spiritually is to make available to as many kids, I call them kids, young adults, people under 25 as possible, to have access to my lifetime of work, not because it's my work, but because what's available to them in terms of an education for life that they would not get somewhere else, one or two little simple abilities that they learn could be worth as much as their entire college education. And so as part of this initiative to create Players for Life, as well as Partners for Life, for anyone who does get into the game with us, who becomes a Player for Life, you will be able to gift a lifetime membership to somebody under 25. If you have a child, a grandchild, a niece, a nephew, a friend, somebody that you care about, you're going to be able to gift an entire life's work to somebody who really wants it, not just to somebody who, you know, couldn't care less about it. But there are lots of kids out there, lots of young adults out there who are eager to learn something new. They're eager to hear a new idea, a new way of thinking, and they're already ahead of a lot of us. And so with each Player for Life membership comes a second membership that you can gift to anyone under 25. And because they're already technologically savvy and hooked up, we'll basically just give them an online membership to access All of these different modalities, audio, video, written materials, casework, all right, and eventually we're going to organize this in such a way where you'll be able to easily find it like a library, like a university, all right. So part of my passion around this is to help as many kids, young people, as possible learn adaptability, learn marketability, learn salesability, learn flexibility, learn networkability, learn even responsibility, and to be a conduit to be able to provide that to as many young people as possible. I mean, I wouldn't want to put a limit to it. And so that's one area that I wanted you to know up front, that as part of this lifetime membership, you get a second lifetime membership that you can give to somebody under 25. And that's true for each membership. For each player that comes into the game, they'll be able to give a membership to another under 25 player. All right. Now, a few more things I want to talk about before I actually describe in very simple terms what we're doing and why we're doing it. My feeling over the past many months is that my gift is that I have an ability to language and articulate things to people in a way that they can hear it, in a way that they can access it, in a way that they can integrate it and apply it and get results. And once they do that, they own it forever. So if you're brand new to this world, you're going to get an opportunity over the next number of weeks to be exposed to many of the different things that I've developed over the years, because I want you to get a real taste of it, and you'll be able to apply this, and you'll be able to judge for yourself the value and the quality of what's here, and whether or not it's in your best interest to continue to have a relationship with us or not. That's going to be up to you. But we're going to give you every opportunity to sample it. All right. If you're not new to the community, if you've been around me for a few years or a few months, or in some cases, there's some of you who have been around with me for 20 years, then you kind of already have a sample and an experience to come from. All right. So the important thing for me is to arm as many people as possible with not only the life and business skills, but the actual deliverables that can enable them to make an additional living, a better living, all right? And the one thing I didn't mention is this model of soul, role, goal. Some of you have been on some of our calls lately where I have articulated and talked about how there's an epidemic of global proportion happening below the surface of our conscious awareness. I call it soul frustration, role frustration, and goal frustration. And we have a test. We actually have a survey that we can measure these things. And 70% of us are suffering one or more of those three stress factors. They show up as stress factors. Soul frustration is, I'm not really feeling like I'm fulfilling and taking care of who I am as a being. Role frustration, I'm not doing what I know I'm capable of doing. I'm not bringing what I have to offer to the world in a way that can enable me to also make a living, not just a livelihood out of it. Or I'm playing a role that I'm unsuited to play because I have to make money. And, you know, we've all been in that place, all right? And I'm giving you the short definition here, but I'm sure you can get it. Goal frustration, which is by far the biggest stress factor, and it's showing up not only in people who are frustrated about not achieving goals, it's showing up in some of the highest achievers that, you know, people who I won't mention their names, but whose profiles we've run over the years, who, if I mention some of their names, you'd know them, they're disconnected from the truth that no matter how many goals you achieve, you can't feel better about your soul by accomplishing more goals. That somehow we've been deluded to believe that if you accomplish more goals and become more successful, somehow that's going to alleviate your role frustration and your soul frustration. And unfortunately, the real truth is it's just the opposite, that the obsessive, compulsive design or desire to accomplish goals is a wonderful thing if you're in a competition and your objective is to be the very best in the competition. But as a life strategy, it's not only debilitating, but it creates an enormous amount of frustration in that just by nature we're not satisfied. No matter how much we accomplish, we tend not to be satisfied until we have more. And that inverted value hierarchy is at the heart of why so many people buy into business opportunities and don't succeed at them, or they create a new business and they don't succeed at it, or they follow a path that somebody else laid out for them and they're not feeling as though they're fulfilled in their role or their goal. And in my observation, it's actually more of it's more than an observation, because I've been at this game 17 years. It's actually hurting people. It's physically creating stress. Stress leads to illness. Illness leads to, you know, you're compromising your immune system. So this is not just some concept. This is actually eating away at the heart of who we are as people. It's also reflected in the way we deal with the world outside of us. And again, that's for another conversation. So part of what my mission, my passion, my work is about is to help people to see a different model, to give them a way to recognize and identify whether or not they're susceptible to or suffering from soul frustration, role frustration, or goal frustration, to have a new way of thinking, a new model of thinking to reverse that, to realize that you can still accomplish your goals in a role that's satisfying to you, and at the same time have time to satisfy and nurture your soul and who you are as a person, that they're not mutually exclusive, although we do play that game as if they are. And now this virus, I call it a values virus, has seeped into our economics, it's seeped into our business, it's seeped into the game of money, and it's now running wild in the game of politics. And in the past, I would never bring those games together, both because I felt there was a clear line drawn between business and politics and money and politics, but unfortunately, the players have forced that game upon us, if you will, where we've permitted that game to be played. And now you really cannot talk about one without the other, because what's happening in politics has a direct effect on your business, your money, and your life. And so part of what my passion is, and part of why we've put this program together, is to not only give you a way to get access to whatever is in the library of work that can better enable you to play the game and enjoy the game and get fulfillment from the game and pick a game that's worthy of your life, but also to make a living at it. Is there a way that you can turn your livelihood into a living? And even if you can't have the ideal livelihood and make a living at your livelihood, what is the highest and best possible combination for you to do that? All right? And so part of that is a career decision, if you will, or a work decision, or a livelihood decision. And part of it is a living decision, meaning not living like a life, but living in terms of an economic living. And there's three parts to your economic picture. There's what I call AI, PI, and RI. AI is active income, PI is passive income, RI is residual income. The old game was all about maximize your active income through marketing and selling your talents in the marketplace, mostly through salary, or through self-employment if you choose that route, all right, and maximize your active income. So, in other words, sell yourself in the marketplace in exchange for money, salary, and then spend your time doing that skill, that ability, that job every day. You take some of that money, you save that money goes in and creates a pool of money that becomes your investments. You invest that money then generates what's known as passive income. Passive income is, instead of you making money, your money makes money. All right? And the traditional path for most people, again, I don't in any way say this is true for everybody, but the traditional path in the old game for most people was, if you're not living beyond your means and you actually do save money, which we know that's a major problem, you would invest that money into something outside of your control. Unless you were directing your investments, directing your portfolio, directing your real estate investments, all right, your passive income is coming from your money making money, all right? And then the third is residual income. And residual income is the one that most of us don't have. And that is either other people make you money, meaning you develop a team of people, you put yourself into a path of distribution, you create a work of art, you create a work of music, you create a work of writing, an audio, a video, whatever, and that continues to sell, and you get royalties or residual value from that, all right? And that's residual income. Now, obviously, most of us know the other way you get residual income is through the marketing model called network marketing. And that's also going to be a topic of another conversation because, in my opinion, this is strictly my opinion, I said it 4 years ago and it's recorded and it's documented, the marketing model of word of mouth, person to person, and being in the path of distribution, in my estimation, is the next new game. That no matter what it is you do in terms of your active income, that you would be wise to consider the possibility that if you could put yourself in the center or the path of distribution of any product or service that you valued, but more importantly, that somebody in the marketplace valued, and if you could get 100 people who could earn you $1,000 a year just by being in the path of distribution between the manufacturer and the end user, you could earn a six-figure income, $100,000 a year, with as few as 100 customers. Or conversely, if you had 1,000 people who earned you $100 a year, then you could make $100,000 a year in the path of distribution, just being the go-between of the manufacturer and the end user, all right? And that distribution game, just like I mentioned earlier about the distribution of content or a message or a product or a service, that distribution game is changing radically as well. And I predict that in the next 5 years that the distribution model, the direct sales model, the network marketing model will become a prevalent, if not the prevalent model of distribution. It's already happening. We're using different words to describe it, call it social networking, call it what you will, but it all comes back to a very simple premise, is that most people buy what they buy on the recommendation of someone else. And if you put yourself in that position of being the recommender and people put faith and trust in you, even knowing that you have an economic stake in the outcome, you could put yourself in the path of distribution. You ought to put yourself in the path of distribution, all right? And don't fall in love with the product or service, because whether you love the product or service is secondary to whether enough other people will love the product or service to buy it from you or buy it from the manufacturer through you, all right? And that to me, is going to be not only a source of residual income, but I believe it's going to be the prevalent model of active income, where people are going to be making direct sales to a tribe of people who trust them and recommend them. So the question I'd be having for myself if I were you is, if I'm already here and I want to grow my business to the next level, all right, we're going to have a conversation about how you do that. We've been actually having conversations about that. How do you be a game changer? How do you grow your business? It's an area of expertise that I've been able to share with many companies to the tune of $2 billion. But let's say you're not there yet, where you're in the building stage. Question is, where is the tribe? Where is the audience of people? What is it that they want or need now and will in the future? And then how can I position myself as the person who's going to be in the path of distribution? And then how do I find them? How do I communicate with them? And how do I get them to trust me that I could be the go-between? And whether you do that through an internet marketing medium, you do it through an affiliate relationship, you do it through a distributor relationship, through a network marketing company or any other product or service, the future is going to be as much who you know as what you know. The past was all about what you know, all right, with the idea that if you found one person who was the right person, you could bring your what to a company and sell your what you know for the maximum amount of money. The future is not necessarily going to be just a function of what you know. It could very well be a function of who you know. And when you really understand the asset you have called your network, called your Rolodex, called the people who are 1 degree or 2 degrees of separation away from you, and then you combine that with a purpose, a product, a solution, or something that you can then use that network to reach the people who would be most and best inclined to want what you have to offer, you have an asset that has forever value. So don't underestimate the value of who you know. It may be the one thing, one under-tapped, under-capitalized asset that you have. Okay, so now, with that model in mind, active income, passive income, residual income, let me now explain to you clearly what is the Player for Life and what is the Partner for Life program, why am I doing it, and what does it all mean to you, and how do you become involved? Very simply put, as a horse, I want to provide two things for you. One is I want to get in the game with you so that everything that I know, everything that I have access to, you have access to. So all of my resources, all of my content, all of my hard goods, if you will, in other words, the things that have been recorded and written and taped, if you will. And as I got to thinking about, you know, what can I do in this regard, it dawned on me that I have two choices. I could either have a menu of programs that you could choose from, and you could buy each one a la carte, or I could take the entire life's work, turn it into a modular library, so that you can access it whenever you need it, wherever you need it for the rest of your life, and you can get access to my entire 30-year library literally on a moment's notice. And I felt that rather than me going to create a massive number of different programs, why don't I just bundle it all together, make it digitally available, send it, the vast majority of it out on a little tiny MP3 player where you can essentially either listen, watch, or read, and the MP3 player would be accompanied by a CD with the content, and or I could do the very same thing, because most people are digitally capable and already have their own MP3 player. I could take all of this content and I could put it on a site, and you could become a player for life, and you could access it whenever you needed it. So, for example, if you get off this call today, and you're going to an appointment, and you're going for a job, and you say, well, what can I have here that can help me to position myself and language my ability better? Well, you might go into the audio recording, which talks about how do you get paid what you're really worth. And I tell the story about my wife, my ex-wife, and how we prepped her to go in for a job interview, and she wound up getting 15% more than the job offered. And she would have never asked for that if she didn't understand that she was worth it, and then how to language it and how to request it and how to make the argument for it, all right? If you're going on a sales appointment and you have a really big client, let's say, and you're not sure exactly how to go out and maximize the interaction, You might go into the module on how to advance a sale, the three magic words that advance a sale. What do I have to get? I have to get alignment, I have to get agreement, and I have to get commitment. And so you could spend 5 minutes reading that or 15 minutes listening to it, and before you go out on that appointment, that'll help you gain the confidence and the skill and the ability to best position yourself. I could go on and on and on, but I think you get the idea, is that every situation that I've encountered in my 30 years of business, in some way, shape, or form, in some medium, audio, video, or written, is available to you so that when you have a similar circumstance or a similar situation, you can tap into whatever value is there from my own experience. Now, it may help, it may not help, but essentially, I decided that the best thing that I could do on the one side is to make my entire library available to you for the rest of your life. And that's essentially, to cut to the chase, what the player for life is. All right? Now, the other side, which I thought about, was the partner for life. And the partner for life is, well, if you become a player for life and you find value in being a player for life, is there a way that you cannot just apply the player for life to your own interests in your own business or your own cause or product or service to be more profitable, more productive in that, but is there a way that you could also get paid to be a partner for life by recommending the player for life to other people? And what value would there be in you being able to do that? Well, first off, it gives you a whole other product line to offer, all right? And no matter what business you're in, I will tell you that among the five projected most lucrative businesses in the next 5 to 10 years is training and development. And we're not talking about all the old stuff that's been rehashed. We need a whole new way, a whole new game of training and development. And much of what's inside the player for life is the new game of business, the new game of money, the new game of coaching, the new game, even right down to how to sell and market your intellectual assets. And you may not think you have intellectual assets, but I promise you, you have intellectual assets. Or you could market our intellectual assets. And that's where I got to thinking about how might I also be a horse for you. So I decided that in addition to having players for life who just essentially tap into the 30-year anthology and collection of work, what if those people said, hey, I would like to also recommend this to someone else, or I might actually like to actively market or promote it to somebody else? So this, the other side of the player for life is the partner for life. And as a player, you now become a partner in that you will be assigned an associate number, if you will. I hate to make it so impersonal, but essentially you'll have a recommendation link, if you will, no different than probably the customized affiliate links that you've seen people promoting goods and services on the Internet. And anybody that you feel could benefit from the player for life, you'll recommend it, and if they happen to purchase it, then you'll be paid for it. Now, you can do this once, you can do it 5 times, you could do it 50 times, you could do it 5,000 times, all right, it's up to you. You could do it never, it's up to you, it's there for you. It's a perk that we're throwing in to say, not only can you gain value from just applying what's in the player for life, but you can also see yourself now in situations where maybe it's a front-end product, maybe you're a coach, maybe you're a trainer, maybe you're a consultant, all right? Maybe you have a company who has 1,000 small business clients. Maybe there's a company out there, and this relates back to the student or the under 25 piece. One of the things that I've had great success at is being able to license content to companies, all right? Millions and millions of dollars worth. Big companies, medium-sized companies, small companies. And that was even before digital technology. So if let's say you take anything of mine that you've read or listened to, all right, obviously if you're on this call, you've heard something or read something or seen something. Imagine if you could take that to a company and say to that company, is there a group or an organization that you would like to help youth under 25 years old, where normally this would be X amount of dollars per person, but if we're willing to give you, if you're willing to sponsor this, we're willing to give you 1,000, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, 100,000 memberships for pennies on the dollar, and you can give them away to 10,000 students at a particular college, or you could give them away to 5,000 graduating seniors in your geographical area, all right? Or let's say you've got business owners and your customer base is 1,000 or 5,000 or 25,000 business owners, and you would love to be able to offer those business owners an added value. You could either put up the money yourself and finance it and sponsor it, or we'll become a partner with you and we'll give you the opportunity to sell Player for Life to your audience, all right? Whether you do that as a joint venture, whether you do it as a license. Now, the beautiful part about digital technology that didn't exist 10 years ago when I was doing licensing with hard goods is that with digital technology, it really doesn't cost, hard cost, you very much, whether you have 1,000 people or whether you have 10,000 people, or whether you have 100,000 people, there's no additional hard cost for you to give all those people access to a digital library, if you follow what I'm saying. And so what the digital revolution has done for people with content is it has literally totally transformed the fundamentals and the model of the profitability of the business. Because now, what I used to have to sell by warehousing or creating or having the hard cost of audio or video or workbooks and such, you can now give people access at a reduced cost and let them print it out themselves, let them download it themselves. All right? Now, that totally changes the game. And I'm sure you've seen massive product launches. I'm sure you've been inundated with internet marketers selling you the latest and greatest and heaping bonuses on top of bonuses on top of bonuses and artificially fabricating that there's only 1,000 of them, and if you don't get the first 1,000 of them, the program is closed, and creating this buying frenzy, and all designed essentially to sell you into the game. But that is not where the money is made. The money is not made by selling somebody in the game. The money is made by keeping those people in the game because they get results from what you sold them to get in the game. And with digital technology today, you could literally give away, like we're doing, an entire life's work that if you had to reproduce every single item that's in the Player for Life, well over 100 written documents, workbooks, courses, audio, video, that's essentially my entire life's work, it would just, the hard costs alone, plus the shipping of that hard cost, would probably be well over $500 to $1,000. Because, you know, when you consider paper and audio and CDs and videos, you know, those hard goods have costs, not to mention the plastic cases and the covers and all that. Well, imagine if you were able to eliminate all that hard cost, give your customer a much better deal, and then make a fair profit for yourself. That's what's changed the game of content. And I'm really thrilled because what it enables me to do, it is enables me, just as I've done the past week or so, is to, with a link in an email, give you a sample of something of great value without having the cost of shipping it, the cost of buying it, the cost of marking it up, and all the other attending costs that go into the production of hard goods. And that opens up a massive door of opportunity for you as a partner for life. It also opens up a massive opportunity for you to apply that very same strategy to any intellectual property you have, to any hard goods that you might have. Even in the hard goods world, all right, there's ways that you can use information, knowledge, and wisdom to be able to manufacture your hard goods in such a way, on demand, if you will, where you can lower your inventory costs, right? And as many of us who are internet savvy and hip to what's going on know, the vast majority of people in the world in business don't know. So the marketplace out there for training, retraining, life skills, business skills, is going to grow exponentially. The marketplace for real bona fide business opportunities, all right, is going to grow exponentially. When you have an entire marketplace of people who are being downsized, essentially, and have to learn how to shift their thinking and their being and their doing from being employed to being self-employed, to learning how to be a virtual entrepreneur, the numbers are staggering. Tens of thousands of people every single week. So the second part of the player for life is the partner for life. And the partner for life essentially is every possible scenario of how you can take what we have and turn it into more active income, more passive income, and more residual income. And essentially, to even take it one step further, anything that we do in the future, because what we're talking about now for the player for life is the historical of what's been developed up until now, all right? But what we develop in the future as a player for life, even if it's not included in your original player for life content package, if you will, you're going to get access to being able to either use it at a discounted rate or sell it because it'll become part of the Partner for Life program. So in a nutshell, to kind of bottom line this, all right, and I'm not going to go through all of the specifics of what's in it just at today's conversation because we don't actually even have a web page up yet because this program is officially launching on October 31st, which is my 30th anniversary, but I am going to give you a huge incentive to get in the game immediately with us or sooner, all right? And it's not going to be based on any, you know, false scarcity, because the fact of the matter is I would love to see millions of people and millions of students and young people under 25 to be able to tap into this not only as a library, a resource for them for the rest of their life, but also for those that want to play the game as a partner to be able to use it as a way to create an additional stream or multiple streams of income. So the game plan here is to price this Player for Life, which includes a second membership, and it also includes the resale, if you will, or the affiliate relationship, associate relationship, or partner for life, as I prefer to call it, for $995, okay? So essentially, if you're if you're a fan, if you've done work with me before, if you've gotten exposed to a small taste of what's in the learning library, then you're going to realize that you're getting essentially my entire life's work, tens of thousands of hours, hundreds of thousands of personal dollars invested, millions of dollars of other people's money invested to have access to this, and you're going to get it all for $9.95, and you don't have to learn it by next Friday. Okay, you're going to have access to it for the rest of your life. But here's what I want to do as the incentive, because the truth is I want to sell as many as we possibly can. And you might say, well, $1,000, that's not an inexpensive amount of money. No, it's not. Absolutely, it's not. All right? So for the people who are, you know, need to finance it, essentially what we would do is take $500 down, and you can pay $100 a month for 5 months. All right? And clearly, the people who are going to invest in Player for Life are going to be people who value this material and value this content. And how do you know if it's worth it? Well, we're going to give you enough of a sample, both audio, video, and written, to be able to make it clear that if this is what I get for free, imagine what I get for, you know, fee, for getting in the game, buying my ticket, you know, and getting in the game. But here's where the incentive could come in, and here's what I've decided to do to kind of give some advantage to those of you who say, hey, I want into this game. I don't need to wait, you know, 30 days to get started, all right? For 100 people, we're going to drop the price in half. In other words, instead of it $500 and $100 a month if you want to finance it, we're going to make it a flat one-time investment of $500. Now, really, the money is almost a no-brainer. And you say, well, why would you price it so low? Why would you literally give away the entire life's work for $500? Well, because my feeling is, ultimately, if we can get a million people under 25 to be able to get access to this content at even $100 a person, all right, because in a block sale, if somebody tomorrow came to me and said, Mitch, I have enough money that I want to make a difference for a million kids, what would you sell this for? I would probably sell it for $5 a person. Why wouldn't I? Do you see that economics, the economics of scale and the economics of scale in terms of being able to digitally deliver something? Why? Because if I found, you know, what essentially is one of the key cures, if you will, or if not cure, certainly disease prevention, to enable as many people under 25 as possible to enter the workforce armed with the life and business skills that really make a difference in the real world, why would I not want to give as many people the opportunity? At that point, money is irrelevant. All right, now guess what? As a partner for life, you also get the opportunity to make those kinds of deals. So you may not have access to anybody at all, but one person who has the ability to write a check for $500,000, let's say, and you could make one phone call to one person who has a chance who could write a check for $500,000, and that person would be willing to use that money to give access to as many people, either business people or ex-employees, people who have been downsized, or people under 25. They just want to give as many people as possible an opportunity to become a player for life. You could wind up making a fortune just on one phone call. Why? Because unlike the old game, the new game of digital delivery has the ability to scale in a massive way and be able to really, truly provide what economics was meant to, is that the more people who buy, the less they pay. You know, and if there were a way for me to tomorrow instantly reach, you know, all 50 million people under 25, or whatever the number is, and somebody came along and said, I can find a way to reach those people, I can tell me what the blank check is, the money at that point wouldn't matter, because the money would be more than sufficient to compensate me, and you could almost drop the price to, you know, nothing, 50 cents, a dollar, whatever the number is. Why? Because other than the scale of the technology, which is not as great as the additional price per person of additional person if you had to deliver hard goods, the scale of technology enables people to go in, log in for virtually, you know, minimal additional cost per new person. And that's, by the way, another consideration as you look at yourself as a jockey and a horse, is to look at where can you make your living, all right, where you're going to make your best living, but also where is it that you could scale what you do in such a way where with great economies of scale, you could offer so much more value for such less cost that you literally would have no competition. Now, obviously, you know, every business is different, and hard goods business and merchant business and retail businesses and any business that you have to actually have a manufacturing cost and a hard good cost and inventory cost and a shelf cost and all the other costs associated with getting a product to market, you have to adapt to that particular product or service line. But I'm here to tell you that as this economy transitions almost completely out of manufacturing, which is we're damn close to being, you know, completely devoid of making anything, that our economy and our engine of economy has shifted to information services and technology. And in my estimation, what's going to help people more than anything is not learning how – we have a little background noise if you'd be kind enough just to hit star six. Is not just learning how to socially network. That's a wonderful thing to do. But you have to have something worthy of people wanting to become a member of your tribe, wanting to become a member of your community, wanting to be part of a movement greater than themselves. And my feeling is that if we can provide you with instant access to a lifetime worth of resources that can help you to, in business, attract, convert, keep, and multiply more customers, be more profitable with very little investment, create more active, passive, and residual income for yourself, give you more self-reliance, give you more confidence in aligning your livelihood and your living, and then also being one of the horses in your stable that you could then say, you know, I can actually use this as a front-end product or a back-end product, or maybe you could bundle this together with something that you're selling and offer it as a bigger package, all right? Or maybe you can come to us and say, you know, there's a piece of the Player for Life, like referrals, that millions of people in business would love to be able to have access to. Is there a way that we could take the referral piece out and offer it, you know, you have that latitude because you make up the rules. And as long as you work with me as a partner in profit, there's nothing we cannot do to offer people a way, if they want to get into the game, to get into the game. And so let me summarize this, and then let me also then open it up to questions. And what I'm going to encourage you to do, and again, this is, you know, everybody who I observe today marketing is creating, fabricating false scarcity, and it bothers me. Because if you have something that is so good, why would you want to limit it to 1,000 or 2,000 people? This notion that somebody has a product that is so rare that if more than 2,000 people got access to it, it would dilute the marketplace, tells me that you don't have a product worthy of the marketplace. Now, you may make $500,000 or $1 million, and I have friends who will probably, you know, shoot me or throw arrows at me because of what I'm saying here. But they know it's the truth. The truth is, yeah, you can create put people into a lather and create a frenzy around a product launch and then cut everybody off who doesn't need it in the initial stages. And you can fabricate the idea that you can only handle 1,000 people in a membership when the truth is if 1,000,000 people wanted to be part of your program, are you telling me that your program could not scale up to 1,000,000 people? You're telling me that you wouldn't want 1,000,000 people in your program? All right? That's nonsense. It's ridiculous. It's ludicrous. I was talking to a partner this morning. He was telling me about a friend of ours, Bill Bartman. Bill Bartman is a guy who's now promoting pretty actively his book, and he's the billionaire guy who's probably the least known billionaire. And Bill's promoting a fabulous program. And he said, you want to create a $100 million program? Very simple. Create a product that people can buy year after year for $100 and get 1,000,000 people to buy it. All right? And so Bill's got the right idea. He understands that if you have something really good, why would you want to put a cap on it? Well, one of the reasons that you put a cap on it is it's effective in creating a feeding frenzy up front. Then if you open it up again in 6 months, you can create more artificial scarcity. But the truth is, if there's 50,000 people who get locked out who would love to be in it, why on earth would you want to not enable those people to get the benefit of what you have? All right? Because there is virtually no product or service today that you couldn't scale 10, 50, 100 times to reach 100 times more people if it's got real value, not perceived value, then you could literally transform the world, all right? And if you have something worthy of that scale and that magnitude, that vision, you know, that kind of big game, why on earth would you want to limit it to 1,000 people other than to just fabricate false scarcity? And again, I'm not judging this morally or ethically. It's a perfectly ethical thing to do. It's a business choice. It's just not the business choice that I'm making. All right? So, but what I can do to preserve the integrity of it is to give the first 100 people who want to get in the game with me, because they don't need they don't need a whole lot to say, hey, this is a good investment, is number one, we're going to give you half off. So for $500, you get your membership and you get another membership that you can gift to somebody under 25. The second thing is that with the same 100 people, because here's the thing, if you support me as an initial player, I want to do everything I can to support you in return. Because for me, the bigger game here is not to sell memberships. For me, the bigger game is over the next 30 to 60 days is to have the ability to make an impact on enough people where this message gets out to millions, not just a few hundred or a few thousand. Because there are going to be millions upon millions upon millions of people who are going to find life-changing shifts, transformational kinds of shifts in the way they live their lives. And if they're not prepared to be able to enter this new game, if you will, with the skills and the abilities and the talents, if they're still living out of the old game, it's going to be a lot of pain and suffering, needless pain and suffering. And so my feeling is the faster people can learn how to adapt, the better they can learn how to team up with a good team of people, the easier it's going to be for them to navigate the waters. So you get the second player for life. You get to be a partner for life, and that will you'll be able to resell the entire player for life and get paid a commission for it, and we'll explain what that is. And then here's the other thing I want to do. For the 100 people who are, you know, put their hand up, say, I'm in the game, you invest the $500, we will also make you a player for life for anything that we do from here on out. So whereas the player for life is about the retrospective collection of content up through, you know, October 31st, 2008, and then anybody who wants to stay in the game with us after that, we're going to have a monthly membership where you'll also be able to recommend that monthly membership for a commission to really kind of reward the first 100 people who say, I'm in the game with you. I will make you a player for life, and not only will you get everything we've done, but you'll also get everything that we do from here on out. And we will waive the future membership on the player for life for the people who, you know, come in and want to stay in the game with us. So essentially, we're going to be selling this for $1,000. We don't even have a page up, but I'll tell you what the page will be. The web page will be thenewgame.com/playerforlife. thenewgame.com/playerforlife. There's nothing there today. And over the next 30 days, what I want to do is anybody who is already in our community, who's already in the game with us, all right, I want to give you every opportunity to be among the first 100. And I will tell you straight out that if we get more than 100 people who want to get in between now and October 31st, we will take you, okay? So I'm not going to falsely say if you don't get into the first 100, you know, if you do it after October 31st, we will. Essentially, I want as many people between now and October 31st to get in the game. What I will say is that the first 100, just in fairness to them, will be grandfathered into Player for Life forever. So in other words, for $500, you get everything that we've done. You get everything that we will do with one or two exceptions, and that is we have a program called Game Changers, which is not included because people paid $800 a person to be part of that game. You will have the opportunity to get in that game for half price, And the other thing is the new game of selling course, which is our flagship corporate training program. That program you will also will not be included because that is our that's our flagship program. However, if you want to buy that program separately, if you don't already own it, you'll be able to buy it for half price. Okay. Other than those two things, virtually everything. And when I say everything, I mean things like, for example, in 1991, marketing legend Jay Abraham hired me to teach his $15,000 protégés for a weekend, 18 hours worth, how to turn marketing consulting into a six-figure business. All right? Jay paid me a lot of money, underwrote the whole weekend, and of all the people he could have hired, he hired me to teach his protégés. And essentially, that program has never been released before. 18 hours, if you're a coach or if you're a consultant, we don't even have it transcribed. We don't even have that program in CD yet. It's still an audio cassette. That's a program we're going to convert over. Okay? You'll get access to that program. In 1997, I did a weekend workshop. We charged $1,200 to be at this weekend workshop. It was called How to Generate More Sales, Higher Sales, and Better Sales. All right? People paid $1,200 to be there. That program has never been released, a two-day workshop. We're eventually going to get that program up on the Internet. We've got dozens of hours of video that have never been released before. Some of it actually, believe it or not, in beta. For those of you who remember what beta is, we're going to convert that. And that's the stuff that we haven't released. There's a program I did in 2003, 4 hours of training along with handouts and worksheets, how to turn your intellectual assets into big bucks. All right, we've had people make literally six figures by taking what I taught in that course, which was essentially how did I sell my own intellectual assets over the years for millions of dollars, right? That program is included. I could go on and on and on. We'll enumerate a lot of what's there. Now, here's the other part of this, which in my estimation is the glue that's going to keep it together. Because as a player for life, it's not about dumping information on you. You're already overwhelmed with information. So this is not one of those 25-pound boxes that's going to come in the mail that's going to sit in the corner because you don't know where to go first. What we're going to do over the next year, every month, at least once a month, we're going to spend an hour on the phone in our Player for Life meetings, and we're going to talk about where are the different pieces to this that you can access and how do you access them. As an example of one, and again, this program alone sold in my corporate clients for $400 a person. The cheapest we ever sold this for was $250 a person, and that was mass quantities. In 1992, I did a program called Max Sales. An insurance company underwrote it. They paid me $500,000 in 1992 dollars. Oh, think about what that would be today. Because they wanted access to this program, a full 37-module training program, which was really 37 individual training programs built into one massive, linked, linear training program. Each module is standalone. For example, we've got a time management module, which is really a course. One page of that course will get you back 10 times your investment, because one page will show you how to monitor your time for 2 weeks and add or subtract time in activities that are not producing results for you. All right, that one page alone could bring you 5 or 10 times back your investment. All right, we have modules on how to target market. There's modules on how to convert browsers to buyers. In 1996, I did a program called Sales Alchemy, How to Turn Your Customers into Gold. Some of you know the name Brian Tracy. Brian Tracy did the introduction to that program. That's a two-hour program, comes with a comprehensive transcript. You get access to that. All right. That program we've never released before. It was just for our corporate clients. If you're in network marketing, for example, just bring that up because so many people are looking to network marketing or in network marketing or have never been successful. We're going to give you access to at least 10 hours of network marketing training that I've taught more than 10,000 people, and the vast majority of them have been able to use something they learned to change the game of network marketing, not just in how you see it, but how you do it. So coaching, if you're a coach, for example, we've got a few hours on the new game of coaching. How do you get away from coaching the hourly therapy model and start coaching into the value and results model? That doesn't include all of the values work that we're including. We're including probably 10 to 20 hours of values conversation and materials around how do you live your life in a better balance of soul, role, and goal in whatever works for you. It's not my job or role or position to tell you what your mix should be or could be. It's your life. It's your choice. When you have a better handle on how to get more out of your soul and your role and your goal, life can be a whole lot more fulfilling. And it's possible you could actually even make more money rather than chasing the money, chasing, you know, the next great business opportunity to come from within, find out what you do really well, all right, and then do that, and then find a way to make money at it. If you can't make money at it, then find something else that you can make money at while you still have the opportunity to pursue a livelihood. I've had the great blessing to be able to do what I love to do and get paid for it. With that blessing came a lot of hard work and a lot of risk-taking, because in 1978, when I started, there were not a lot of people who were willing to go out and be on their own and not have somebody else write them a paycheck. And so I understand and have lived through 30 years of being psychologically unemployable and having literally nobody write me a paycheck to go in and punch a clock. And so I say that because if that's what you want to do, and if that's what you're already doing, I feel very strongly I have something to contribute. And so to wrap this up and to bottom line it out, here's what it comes down to. And I reserve the right to make, you know, any changes in the arrangement here in terms of the numbers of people who can get in. So but I will keep this one thing hard and fast. All right. So that if you're an early player in the game with me, I want to reward you in a way that's commensurate with the commitment you're making. And that is, for the first 100 people who do this, for $500, you get everything that the people who are going to invest $1,000. The difference is that you also get to be a player for life on anything we do in the future. You get access to it. You get the second membership to share or gift to somebody under 25. Before October 31st, we'll start building the location where you can start getting access to content. Along the way, we'll start sending you content, all right, as we build it, so that you'll start getting some access to things. You'll be supporting me, and I will do my best to support you, not just as a player for life, but as a partner for life, all right? And so in the next couple of days, probably by the end of this week, we will have a way you can go online and order this. And it'll be at thenewgame.com/playerforlife. In the meantime, if you feel as though, you know, you don't need any more sales letters or pitches or anything else, you look at this and you say, on balance, this is kind of, I'm in, then between now and Friday, what I urge you to do is you contact us by phone, and you reserve your place. You call 973-736-1304. That's our office number. Again, 973-736-1304. You leave your name and your phone number, all right, and an email address, and you say, I want to be a player for life. I want to, you know, and you get yourself in the game if you're hearing this live or if you're hearing this in Memorex and recording. And so that will reserve your spot. And once we get to the 100, what's going to happen is the price will probably stay at $500 for the next 100 people. And then what we're going to do is we're going to raise the price by $100 for the next 200 people, raise our price by $100 for the next 200 people, and so on, all right, so that there's a fair advantage for the people who do get in early in the game. And then once we launch and the price is back up to its full $995, you will also be able to recommend it at that point. You'll be able to recommend it before then, but once you're assigned an associate number, you're going to be able to recommend it to anybody you choose to recommend it to, and you'll be paid a commission on it. And we're working out the commission, but right now what it's looking like is it's going to be a 40% commission and then a 10% commission, provided our system can manage this. So if you recommend it to a whole group of people and anybody in that group of people who recommends it, there will be a 10% kind of residual commission on it as well. All right, that's the game plan. That may change. And obviously, if you bring us into any of the larger opportunities, we then become 50-50 partners. All right? So if there's a company, an organization, a nonprofit, somebody who has $1 million, they want to invest in, you know, 100,000 kids somewhere, or whatever permutation or combination, and we can essentially write a contract, and for the exchange of a piece of paper, we can give them access to, 100,000 kids can get instant access to the lifetime player for life. Those kinds of opportunities will be available to you. And even if it's the company down the street, you know, the business with 5 employees, who says we could really get a lot by having all of our salespeople learn sales alchemy, and you could sell that to them. And by their membership, you get paid a commission. So we're creating both an opportunity to play and an opportunity to partner. And if this sounds good to you, between now and Friday, I encourage you to call 973-736-1304. Or you can email, but the thing about email is it may not, you know, we may not get it. So, and again, I'm, you know, either call or email, whichever works for you. If you get to us by Friday, we'll make sure that you're in the game, okay? We're not going to play games with you that way. And so that's my conversation for today. I would love to entertain any questions if you have, or anything you want to say, any input you have, any thoughts. Even constructive criticism I'm open to, all right? But that's right now the end of our – oh, and let me just remind you one more time also, the website will be thenewgame.com/playerforlife, and chances are good that initial page will be up on Friday by October 3rd or 2nd or whatever Friday is, okay? All right, so let me invite you to come on out and visit and answer any questions you might have, make any comments you want to make, any suggestions too, by the way, all right? Because as a partner, as a player, I am wide open to ideas and suggestions and input and any recommendations that you might have that could enable us to better reach more people and benefit more people in the process. Okay, so now I invite you to come on out and say hi.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the number again? 973?
The phone number is 973-736-1304. You know what?
1304.
If you're in the U.S., let me give you an 800 number.
Okay. I'm in, okay, 1-800 number?
Yeah, I can give you an 800 number. If you're in the U.S., this won't work outside the U.S.
Oh, I'm not in the U.S.
Okay, so if you're outside the U.S., then call 973-736-1304. Send an email to playerforlife@thenewgame.com, playerforlife@thenewgame.com, all right? And if you're in the U.S., you can call 1-800-7-Axelrod, 1-800-7-Axelrod. That's 1-800-729-3576. 1-800-729-3576. All you need to do is leave your name, your phone number, your email address. We don't need your credit card right now, and keep it short and sweet and say, you know, you just want into the player for life. All right?
Okay. Thanks very much. We enjoy your work.
Thank you very much. Anybody else? I would love to hear your comments if you're still out there, what you think of this, if you, you know, and if not, that's fine too. But if you have any specific questions, please come on out and ask them. No? All right. Okay, so just one more time. Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, Mitch.
Yep.
Mitch, it's Peter here.
Hey there, Peter.
In the UK.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good.
I tuned in rather late. I couldn't get to your start time, unfortunately, so I missed a bit of the intro. But as you know, I'm pretty interested in your work anyway. What I'd like to do is to go through some of the things, the links you gave us in the initial invitation message, and possibly get back to you by Friday with any queries on any of the links.
By all means, yeah. Like I said, you know, we want you to. The investment we're asking for is not one that you, you know, we're going to actually ask you to miss a mortgage payment on. And even at the $1,000 level, I know it's not a small sum of money, all right? So I want you to get as much access to samples of the work, because even if you decide not to play with us, just by being in the game with us, you're going to see, you're going to benefit, because you're going to get a ton of great stuff over the next week or two. You know, between now and October 31st, we're going to really open the kimono. We're going to really give you a taste of, you know, what's available, all right? And if this is what's available, you know, for free, like, again, back to it. So by all means, you know, take as much time as you need. You know, the incentive is there for people who are comfortable and know that they want to play, all right? And even if you didn't get in and by October 31st, quite frankly, the people that invest $1,000 in this, it's going to be one of the greatest investments they ever make, because, you know, I've invested hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I'm at where I am today because I made that investment in me. So whatever time you need, take it.
Sure. I did want to ask one thing, and maybe you did cover it, so forgive me if I'm asking something that you've already dealt with, but I'm involved in a project over here where we're looking at getting into schools at a very early age, in fact, even preschool, but taking kids from, say, the 5 or 6 year level right through to the top, and getting teachers and parents involved as well in the personal development aspects, but, you know, getting them in tune with the power of their beliefs and getting their mindset right, actually getting them to cultivate within schools the self-confidence that they need to actually apply what they learn in school. Now, presumably some of the material that you're talking about lends itself to that.
Yes, and that's a great question. I did a television show back in 1999 here in New Jersey. And basically, I went into my son's high school before he got into high school, and I did a program called Success Abilities. And the program was designed around a book that I never finished, but I recorded a few of these success abilities. The book was called Success Abilities, 21 Life Skills for the 21st Century, like adaptability, marketability, responsibility, profitability. You know, we could go on and on and on. And so I did a live one-hour presentation. It was filmed and recorded, and it played here in the New York, New Jersey area. About 250,000 people saw the show. And they said they had never had such a response. The cable network had never had such a response. People calling up, we didn't even have something to give them, right? It was just designed for me to contribute to the kids in high school and to run it for the kids in high school. But they were inundated with phone calls from people who said, where can we get access to this book? I didn't even write the book, all right?
Yeah.
It was still in my head, but I was delivering the, you know, the program. And so that, to me, those few modules alone, and being able to then bring the rest of the success abilities to bear in the way of, you know, in the form of a book, in the form of a workbook, is all designed around not only helping, you know, adults, but also helping students to learn at an early age, and the earlier the better, the importance of, you know, all of these different abilities. So part of why I'm doing this, and I want to make a second gift membership available for you to give to somebody under 25, is simply because we want as many young people to be able to be armed with this as possible. So maybe there's a sponsor for that, you know. See, part of what makes this really great is that when you have something worthy and you don't have constraints or restrictions on the way it has to be delivered, you can do anything that makes sense for both parties. You know, the way I've done business for 30 years is I look at what is the highest and best outcome that both parties can get. I don't look at how can I get what I want, and then you look at what you want, and then we find a way to compromise and settle. The true highest and best outcome can only be discovered if you sit in my seat and I sit in your seat. And if I advocate for you and you advocate for me and you're in my seat and I'm in your seat and we advocate for each other's highest and best interest, when we go back and sit in our own seats, we're no longer playing the old game of compromise. We now have a mutual mission to achieve the highest and best outcome for both parties. And it was out of that paradigm that I was able in 1992 to get this insurance company to pay me the $500,000 instead of Brian Tracy, Stephen Covey, or Tony Robbins, because none of them were sitting in the company seat and negotiating the highest and best outcome. They were in the business of selling workbooks and audio tape programs at retail. And what I discovered in sitting in my client seat is that they didn't want to make a 5-year commitment to buying somebody's workbooks and audio cassettes with 20% turnover on a sales force of 4,000 people. Meaning they wanted to be able to get access to something that they could private label, they could put their own packaging into, and that they could ultimately reprint and reproduce as many as they wanted. So none of these other big players understood that because they never sat in their seat, and they didn't send their representatives in there to sit in the customer seat. So if you have an audience of people who want what we have to offer, we can come to whatever the highest and best outcome is. And that's where the economies of scale, this is not just true for me, this is true for anybody who sells intellectual property or who has intellectual information assets or who has a solution that can scale. You could do a 3-page, my contract with this insurance company was 8 pages, and they paid for it. And I exchanged an 8-page contract with one set of masters of audio, video, and workbook for $250,000 and another $250,000 in consulting fees. All right? That's throwing the box away. And that's what we have available. So in addition to the appropriateness of the content itself, which I feel is very pieces of it, not everything, but pieces of it would be appropriate, you know, age appropriate for different levels of student, we have the complete latitude to make the very best deal economically that works for them, works for us, and everybody walks away from the table thrilled and happy.
That sounds encouraging, because we've got a major sports personality here who's already floated the idea with Gordon Brown on the government side, and Gordon Brown's basically said that he'd like to see more of this, and he wants an experimental school or schools in the East London area to be financed through government's resources. To have a look at the results. So that's where we're at with this. We haven't actually got the program translated, if you like, into that format yet. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was wondering, whether this might be sort of short-circuiting it. If you already had something along those lines, then rather than these people, because there's a whole company that's looking at the content of my coaching program and trying to translate it, if you like, into student-type language and putting it into different formats, you know, for absorption, so that they'll do certain exercises which will be, it won't be the serious business orientation that they're in at the moment, but they'll be more in playful terms.
Yeah, I totally understand that. And repurposing content is easy.
Yeah.
That's you know, there are people who can repurpose content. You give them the content, you tell them the modality you want it delivered in, you tell them the structure you want it delivered in, all right, and they can repurpose the content. So, and this is, again, everything I share here is not just true for me and my work, it's true for you and your work and everybody else's work. When you begin to recognize how many different ways you can repurpose content, you can never run out of ways to repurpose content if the content has value for the audience. And,
yeah.
And the classic example I give there is when I discovered that 37 modules, which is this massive training program called Max Sales, which goes into business and prospecting and time management and getting referrals and 37 individual training programs all built into one. We were selling this program retail in 1992 when it came out for $395. My hard costs to print this 450-page workbook with 37 dividers was better than $50 per workbook. It was like a doorstop. That's how big it was. All right. And then when you threw in the audio cassette tapes with the inserts and everything else, we were close to $60 for our package because it was a massive piece of work, right? So we were charging $395, which was still cheap because typically when you produce an information product, you sell it as a hard good, you want to mark it up 8 to 10 times. So if it costs you $60, it should sell literally for $500 to $600 in terms of, you know, the normal markup. We dropped the price to $395. Well, we discovered by working with our customers that there were hundreds of people out there who would love to have three or four modules, but they would never get through 37. And so, lo and behold, we wound up selling individual modules of the 37 for as much as $150 to $200 per module. So get this. You could buy the whole workbook, audio and material, for $395. But we were getting customers to say, we don't want all that. It's too much. We want three modules, and we'll pay you $100 per module. Okay?
Right.
So
yeah.
We were selling three modules, which cost us a whole lot less to reproduce because actually all we did was we gave them one master, and we said, all right, if you want 200 modules, you know, we give you a piece of paper that says you can reproduce 200 sets of these, go to take it to a printer. And so we not only did we make more money per module, we were selling bits and pieces of the program net, net, net for more than the cost of the whole program if they bought the whole program and just took the modules out and you know, worked on them themselves. But again, it's giving the client, the customer, what the customer wants and the way they want it. And the truth is, for most people, all that extraneous content would actually get in the way. So we had massive numbers of companies that were paying $100 a module just for the content in that module, picking four or five modules, and sometimes, hard to believe as it is, we were getting more money for selling six individual modules strung together than we were charging for the whole darn workbook.
Yeah.
Right? And you look at that and you say, well, why wouldn't you buy the whole workbook? No, we don't want the whole workbook. Let's start with these three modules because they're the most important, and we'll give you $300 per person. Or, you know, we'll discount it to $250 if you buy three modules. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes the parts can be worth more than the whole if you break apart. And so part of selling, you know, content is deconstructing content. It's not just aggregating content like we're doing here. Part of what we're doing here is we're aggregating 30 years' worth of content, putting it in one place, giving you lifetime access to it. Well, guess what? You may come across somebody who has 10,000 people that they want to teach how to become more adaptable, or how to overcome inertia, or how to get rid of stress. And we might have a single module on that, that they'd be willing to pay for that single module almost as much as they'd pay for the entire package.
Right, yeah. Mitch, have you got a link which would give me some idea of the content of the child's program?
We're going to have that up by Friday. We're going to have a link.
Okay.
It's going to be at thenewgame.com/playerforlife.
Yeah.
And that will have essentially, I mean, the list will be growing, but it'll have at least the initial list of what's there. And it won't be complete. You know, we're going to be working on this over the next month. I'm holding this call essentially as kind of a pre-launch, as part of a way to, for the people in my community, in my universe, to be able to get, you know, the opportunity to get into this game at the more favorable price, because once we open it up, you know, it's going to go back to its original price. So so we will have something up by Friday, but the way it works is between now and Friday, as I mentioned, if you want in and you want to, you know, just email us or drop us a phone call to our office number.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
It wasn't actually the link to the Player for Life. I understood that, but I just wondered, with the material you've given us, the samples of the material you've given us so far with those links, I just wondered whether you had a separate link to the Child's program.
No, we don't, because they're going to get access to the same content that you are.
Yeah.
It's just if you want to extract pieces of that content to go after a particular niche market or a particular age group, you know, that we would discuss on a case by case basis.
Sure.
You know, so that'll be a second step to the process. But essentially, they're going to get access to everything you get access to.
That's great. Okay. Good. I understand.
Okay.
Thanks, Mitch. Thanks a lot.
Pleasure, Peter.
Bye.
Okay. Anybody else? Questions? Comments? I appreciate whoever's left staying with us and hanging in there. I know you had we went longer, as we always do. Anybody else want to make a comment, ask a question?
I have a comment. I think you are undercharging yourself for all of that information. You need to be a little more aggressive, because with the Internet, the accessibility of all your modules and the repurposing, I think you're underselling,
well,
Mitch.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. The $9.95 price is, when you just think of the hard dollars I put into it, it dwarfs that.
Right.
But you see, here's the deal, the way I feel, and you are absolutely right, so I'm not arguing against you. The thing is, where's the threshold that enables me to make this an investment that anybody can afford to get into, no matter where they are, no matter what they're doing?
But right? Why is that such an important aspect?
Because I'm not interested in maximizing my money. I'm interested in maximizing the impact that we can have on as many people who want into the game as possible.
You're looking for the volume. However, the volume is being sold by other competitors of yours.
No, nope, they're not selling my stuff.
They are indirectly.
Yeah. Well,
however,
we'll resolve that though, because the.
No, I'm not making a big issue over it. I'm just trying to point out that people with less capabilities are in the money. And I'm not saying that you should be in, but with the use of technology and the conversions and the converting cassettes into, say, CDs, that would be a lot cheaper for you to convert your merchandise and repurpose it for the Internet.
Yeah, everything that we have available is repurposed for the Internet. We're not going to get a big package of CDs or videos. All
right.
What we're going to do, actually, for the people who invest $1,000, they're going to get an MP3 player, and we're going to put as much of our content on there as possible. For the people who invest the $500 on the discounted rate, should you want an MP3 player, we'll make it available to you when we develop it at cost. So in other words, we're not going to charge you more. I totally understand, accept, and absolutely agree with everything you've said. All right. So I totally get that. But look, we've sold probably 30 to 40 products within this package for more than what we're charging.
That's what I hear.
Okay. And when you see what I mean, when you get a taste of what we're talking about here, if you were to go to one page on our website, thenewgame.com /10best, the number 10, B-E-S-T dot H-T-M or H-T-M-L, whatever it is, you'd see
right.
10 programs there that in aggregate are retail value are probably $2,000 to $3,000.
Right.
So I'm not in any way disagreeing with you. But you know what? The life is short, and the stakes are high, and the moment is brief. And my feeling is if we can completely eliminate any dollar consideration, like people can't say, well, I can't afford it, then we have a situation where we can impact the most number of people. And you, as a player, essentially can get stand behind it with confidence because you know that they're getting so much more value than they're paying for. So, and here's the other thing. We're going to have upgraded programs. In other words, once people get into the Player for Life, and I'm glad you mentioned this, we're going to have ways that you can actually go out and teach this stuff and get paid to teach this stuff, all right? Because it's not just deliver the content and let people learn on their own. There's a whole second part of this game plan, which I haven't announced, and I'm not going to announce until we get the first part done, where you're going to be able to go out and earn a living, not just selling the program itself, but actually facilitating or training or teaching. And that's going to be part of the Partner for Life. Because what I do and what I've done for the past 30 years is very transferable. And you'll see that in the content that you get, the samples that you get, you'll see that you could say, I could teach this, all right? It's all transferable. And that's going to be a second level of opportunity for the Partners for Life, all right? So I am in total harmony with you, and I wrestled over the price, believe me. But I came to the conclusion that, you know, if I didn't wake up tomorrow, did I reach as many people as I possibly could reach and share as much as I possibly could share? Without money being an obstacle. Everybody has to invest something to get in the game, all right? And we have to put the price at a point where it's high enough that people value it enough to say, hey, this is not, you know, a $97 ebook I'm getting here. On the other hand, I want every single college student, high school student, who wants to work hard and would be willing to invest $500 and $100 a month in their future to be able to buy into this program. And know that when you do, you also get the opportunity to give it to somebody else. So I very much appreciate, you know, you are valuing this for more than it's worth, more than we're charging. And, you know, I may change my tune in a month. We may make it 2,000. I don't know. But the game plan right now is to keep the pricing kind of where I just described it.
Mitch, I agree with you, but I would take a look at Jay Abraham's programs and how he's invested and sells the products, because I value your products to a much higher degree because it's usable and it's repurposable, and I'm sold on it.
Well, thank you.
But I would compare your material and your links to access other items.
I will, and I appreciate that. And you feel free to send me an email because I'm always open to improving the value both ways. So, you know, just for purposes of time, feel free to send me an email or feel free to call my office, and I'd love to chat with you more about it.
Okay, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Okay, any last comments? We have about a minute left here. Anybody want to say anything before we sign off?
And the website was new.
Okay, let me just repeat all the contact information. The website will be up Friday, thenewgame.com/playerforlife. That's F-O-R, Player for Life. Phone number in the U.S., 1-800-7-AXELROD, 729-3576. International, 973 736-1304. I thank you very much for your time and your contribution to my life, and I look forward to playing the game with you as a partner for as long as we can stay in the game. All right, you guys have a great week.